Track 60. Let's now move on to the main thinkers behind the ideas of democracy. We'll start with a brief overview and then examine the texts in more detail. So, in ancient Rome, there are two main thinkers, Plato and Aristotle. Plato's work is from the 4th century BC, and he describes how citizens of a country should think about their role in society. His ideas are about how people can understand their role in society by thinking about their abilities, not how much money they have. Aristotle, in the 3rd century BC, talks about how the majority, i.e. the voice of the people, is most important. He also said that democracy is the least dangerous form of government. Now, we'll look at these ideas in more detail later on. Let's move on to the democracy in the UK. The first key event is the Magna Carta, written in 1215. This document stated for the first time that the government must obey the law. The important thinkers were Hobbes in the 16th century and Locke in the 17th, and Wollstonecraft in the 18th. Hobbes suggested that democracy would not work and claimed that power should be with the monarch. In other words, the king or queen should have total control. In contrast, Locke spoke about the need for a contract between the government and the people. The government should protect the people, and then they, the people, have the right to change the government if they don't keep to the contract. We'll also be considering the ideas of Mary Wollstonecraft here. She thought that people were equal, including women, and didn't believe in marriage. So finally, we'll be looking at the French philosophers Montesquieu, Voltaire, and Rousseau. The first two were doing their work in the 17th century and the last in the 18th. Montesquieu thought the monarchy should be limited and that various government powers should be separated. His ideas became the foundations for the Constitution of the United States. That'll be in Lecture 5, by the way. He also hated religion and didn't think it was good for society. Voltaire believed in the importance of reason, as he thought it led to social progress. His view was that government is good if people are protected by laws, and democracy works only if countries aren't large. Finally, we have Rousseau. He believed that the rule of law belonged to the people, not the government, and the people should rise up and change the government if it does nothing to represent their beliefs. His views formed the basis of the French Revolution. Okay, so let's look back.